Good morning.
Good morning.
The Bible says in the New Testament, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. This is one of those days where I want to share something to be encouraging, but I feel like I just don't know the best words for it. But thinking of this week, and one of the things I read earlier was a news article in Abbotsford, which is very sad. And I'm not getting political, but I just wanted to point out this one thing. A local school, elementary school, says we're not going to celebrate Father's Day and Mother's Day in our school anymore. We're going to have Grown-Ups Who Love Us Day. And if you want to celebrate your father or your mother, do it at home. And there was a news article that kind of did an interview about it, and it's just an attempt to be politically correct, to redefine the family. But if you have a father and a mother that love you, thank God for them. If you've got a mother, seeing we're dealing with Mother's Day, if you have a mother that loves you, praise God for her. If you have a mother that's saved, give God twice the thanks for her. And in the case of this poem, because I'm sharing my story, but my mom's in heaven, and I know I'll see her again someday. I knew as a child, I knew she loved us, and things got a bit rocky when she got remarried, and I became a Christian as an adult, and that created a kind of a bit of a rift growing up, or like in those years. But a few years before my mom died, she got saved, and the hours of fellowship together over the phone were amazing. Like, it wasn't just, she didn't just get religious, she trusted the Lord for salvation. There was a difference, and her family meant something to her now. And I remember that the year that she passed away, her birthday and her anniversary are the same month as Mother's Day. And I remember that year, Lori and her family were living in Chilliwack to kind of be with my mom through her health difficulties. And before I came out, I went and thought, well, you know what? Things were strained for my mom for years. I want to do something special for my mom this year. I want to buy her a bouquet of flowers. But I'm in another city. And it's like, okay, what am I going to do? So I went down to a flower shop, ordered something that was really, really nice. And to send it to another town and then deliver it, let's just say that costs a lot of money. And I'm only mentioning this because the poem touches on that. And but I don't regret it, because I did not know at this time that would be my mom's last Mother's Day here. And the honoring my mom in that way, when I got to see her a few days later for her anniversary, it meant so much to her that I had done that, that I loved her enough to honor her and respect her. And so if you got a mom that's still living, tell her you love her, especially today. You know, show her that you care. And in 1 Thessalonians, this is something I got to look forward to, that Lori has to look forward to. Our mom's in heaven. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Yeah, there's sorrow that we miss her, but it's balanced by joy. We know we're going to see her again. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So if your mom's here, make sure you remind her how much you care about her. And if she's in heaven, make sure that you're ready to meet her one day too. And Mother's Day in heaven. It's your first Mother's Day in heaven. I'm so thankful that you're not alone, as you behold the face of our Savior and are blessed to worship at his throne. Mom, I would love to send you flowers, though their fading glory could not compare to the beautiful sights and sounds of heaven and your very own mansion over there. I never thought so much about heaven as I have since you've gone home to that place. Oh, Mom, I miss you so very much, and I long to see your precious face. You see, this earthly home now seems more empty. its glitter and glamour can no more impress. For heaven is the place of God's truest riches, where our Father only keeps the best. Since you turned and trusted in the Savior, an amazing change has taken place. Dwelling in the presence of Jesus now, in heaven, only because of his grace. It's your first Mother's Day in heaven, with everlasting joy and peace up there. Oh, Mom, I miss you so much now, but I know our reunion will be beyond compare. Thank you.